slip, slop, slap and scan. That was the message given to New Zealanders as they entered a summer without international tourists. But with many New Zealanders hitting the trails and exploring the great outdoors, trampers are questioning why COVID-19 QR codes aren't available at popular dock huts and toilets. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton has more.
Nelson resident Jan has been exploring day walks both in her region and on the west coast this summer. She's visited the Hefe Track, Elaine Bay campsite and Tauranga Bay. But on her travels, she's been baffled that at dock toilet stops or facilities, the familiar bright yellow stripe QR code signs are nowhere to be seen.
How do you do it if they're not there? I mean, it's a very visual reminder as you pop into your potty spot. You go, oh my gosh, the QR shivers, we'll scan in, or my phone's back in the car, I'll just do a manual entry. But it is that visual reminder as well. The government has stressed its point, and I think that it's a very valid one, but to not carry through with their own department.
Earlier this month, the Ministry of Health urged people not to become complacent after daily QR code scanning rates almost halved compared to November. Jan says it makes no sense to push for people to scan and then not have codes available at well-used huts and toilets.
To not carry through with their own departments. They have been pretty hard-nosed with businesses about getting these codes, and actually there was one spot that we went to that was a private campground toilet and QR codes everywhere. They were great, but the dock ones are the ones that have smacked us in the face and said, actually, there's nothing here to scan in.
The Department of Conservation confirms there are QR codes in all dock campsites with a ranger present and at all visitor centres, but they're not required at all other visitor facilities, including huts and on tracks. Waikato Tramping Club President Selwyn June says his members would certainly scan when there's a QR code available.
Well, I haven't had much feedback on that yet, but we certainly have a QR code on our hut, which is on Mount Ruapehu. We would expect them to be on dock huts, really, because people are crammed in together in the huts, and you don't always know who the other people you meet with are if they're outside your own group.
With 250 members and trips planned across both islands, Selwyn June says scanning is one way to help keep members and the public safe.
Well, it just makes us more vulnerable, doesn't it, if there is a community outbreak. And of course, we had to curtail our activities during the lockdowns and certainly follow dock requirements. We weren't allowed to go into dock areas during the main lockdown and afterwards. So we're pretty much aware of why we're doing these things and following requirements.
Marlborough Tramping Club President Mary Jobbins says she'd scan in if there were QR codes available.
Once again, it's everybody takes responsibility for themselves, number one, and you just carry on making sure that somebody knows where you are, and by doing that, you can be traced anyway.
The Department of Conservation says it has good systems in place to keep people safe, but visitors need to play their part. DOC wants visitors to keep a record of where they've been and use QR codes, hut books and intention systems where possible. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Tess Brunton, tēnei.